The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Are we up?
Best, you know what? I love a great in-cue on the broadcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome. It is Thursday, August 24.
Are we up?
2011, and, you know, we are ready to go. We are ready. We have birthdays.
for the 25th. Today's the 25th.
Oh, it's the 25th, it not is. The 24th?
Right.
Me running.
Mike!
Hey.
Anyway, awfully early for that.
Danny Harris turned 40 last Thursday, Danny. August 18th. Mm-hmm. He's been listening since the New York days.
Wow.
And has nearly every show on the hard drive. Chad Bewley of Boise, Idaho, turned 35 last Thursday, also a longtime listener. Brandy Slater is a smoking hot wife from Colorado.
And she's a fine girl.
And never misses a show. Now, is she a self-described smoking hot wife?
That's the description from her husband.
Oh, very good. Yes. Well, you edit these. She turned 33 Saturday, August 20th.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Westervelt of Wichita turned 21 yesterday.
Uh-huh. Mike, I feel you should call him Brandon Westervelt.
Yeah.
of the Wichita Westervelt.
Yes, that's right.
He says he turned 21 yesterday, which he says was August 24th, not 24 August, as Rob would say.
Right.
Well, I say that occasionally too, Rob. So
I prefer it because it's better for the way you order stuff.
And I believe on the radio, I'm thinking back now that I also said 24 August. Too many shows. Brandon said he planned to party Oscar style. That's the kind of style where you party and then you don't show up for work.
Oh, okay.
And then apologize Mike style. Here's the next one. We know Sebastian Silverbreeze of Los Angeles turns 30 Saturday thanks to his brother Tom in Connecticut.
Right.
He doesn't turn 30 thanks to his brother
Tom.
No,
but we know it thanks to his brother
we
Tom.
We know Sebastian Silverbreeze of Los Angeles turns 30 Saturday thanks to his brother Tom in Connecticut.
Is he
telling us
some sort of Hasidic Indian?
I'm
what
not
is
sure.
Sebastian Silverbreeze.
I love the name.
Sebastian stands with a fist.
Do you want to come over to the teepee?
Raina Shackford, or Raina Shackford.
I think that's it.
Turns 37 this Saturday, the 27th. Mm-hmm. She's listened since the WAVA days and loves the Red Sox. So do I, but I'm not a good fan. I'll talk about that later. I'm not the kind of fan I used to be.
Huh.
Cappy's brother, George Pfeiffer.
Hey.
I didn't know that Cappy had a brother. Is having a birthday Monday, the 29th. He introduced her to the show. Well, my God.
Yeah.
Let's give him a round of
applause. I wish your brother George were here.
Birthdays
timely
today,
birth.
Our good friend Hank Reuter, or it's Reuter.
Reuter.
Hank, I've got an advice for you. If you ever want your name to be pronounced correctly, you want to spell it properly,
right.
Okay? You can't spell it R-U-E-T-E-R
and
expect it to be pronounced
and
Reuter.
Also, I got an email from him. Apparently, it's pronounced honk. I don't know.
Honk Reuter. And, no, see, when I think of Reuter
that's
is
the thing. Because
Reuter would be the correct pronunciation.
Reuter is R-E-U, and he's R-U-E, you see. And there's the catch. That's how he gets you.
So how many? Give me another U-E that's with has the U sound.
I don't know of it.
Neuter.
Of course you don't.
Reuter.
Anyway, and Luke Stapley, who laughs at us every day on the subway in China.
We're not on the subway in China.
And that's, I was just reading about Guangzhou, China,
right.
Which is now becoming probably one of the fastest growing cities in the world, and it's also known as Canton. And I was actually reading it's a very amazing place to go because there's a tremendous art scene and all that. I swear to God, I got my Travel and Leisure magazine.
He's an American working there, and he listens to our show every day on the subway and says other Chinese people on the train look at him oddly as he's laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing because he's enjoying the show.
Yeah. Chinaman.
Outside of that, the tomatoes are almost gone. We had some tomatoes today.
Oh, you had some great-looking tomatoes, and you said something, a very telling decree, that for you, you cannot diet without tomatoes.
That's right, and I said something very telling right after I finished them. Suck it!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Phyllis Diller.
You know, the lights have gone out with dirty old Fang. The last time there was a gleam in Fang's eye, there was a short in his electric blanket. And I'm also so happy to be here to get away from my mother-in-law. You know, Fang's mother, Moby Dick. Ugh, is she fat? She's so fat when she cries, her tears run up. When she takes her girdle off, her feet disappear. Instead of cologne, she uses room deodorizer. I got news, she still stinks. When she wears a white dress, we show movies on her. One day she had on a gray dress and Admiral boarded her. She's so horrible. One night she was at a party, somebody said, "Let's chew the fat," and a guy bit her. Once a month they shove her through the Holland Tunnel to clean it. And she's an old bat, her social security number is 2. The only reason she wasn't on Noah's Ark, they couldn't find another animal that looked like her.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, August 25th, 2011, and we are over 8.5 million downloads and still growing. I find when times are tougher, one doesn't want the days to go so fast.
No, and they do fly by.
One wants those bills to be a little later than they actually are.
Like about 10 minutes ago, we were shoveling snow, and now summer's almost over.
I have never experienced a quicker summer.
I think we're getting old.
I think that might be what it is. And imagine if you're feeling that way, imagine what it's like for me and Mr. Zipolix over here.
Everything's a blur.
As I asked you once when you were in character, is the end closer than the beginning?
One would think with all the natural disasters, we might have some issues. But until then, we play hard.
Would you like, when you die, would you like for Phyllis Diller to eulogize you?
Yes, with all the fat jokes that she used.
And old jokes. We can also do age jokes.
Our show today is brought to you by iConfidential.com. Yay. It's your lockbox in the sky. Now have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential. From tax records to medical records to wills and passports, store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. We are one man down today. Mr. Santana has a previous business, so he will not be here. We tape two shows on Thursday, and I'm really pissed at him because I wanted him to be here today.
I know.
I really, any of you guys, you know, we all have our stuff. And occasionally one of us, you know, that's the nice thing about having an ensemble cast. But the problem was
every ensemble cast, someone has to be the spark.
Today, I just wanted to bust his balls a little bit. Just for fun.
I know. And you also had a date planned.
I had a date.
A mulching date.
Well, no, the mulching date was canceled.
Oh, because of rain?
Because of, first of all, the rain we're getting right now in Washington, D.C. We didn't expect that. They didn't predict it.
No.
They didn't predict any rain
today.
We had
a 60% chance of rain after 7 p.m.
After 7 p.m.
This must be the additional 40%.
And it's raining now, and the fact is, I thought about that, and you know, you don't want to be doing that and having workers out in your yard with that. And then I thought about
weekend. The friend of the worker.
Well, no, I'm the friend of the mulch that would be put down in my yard.
You don't.
And I realized with Hurricane Irene coming up the East Coast,
it's just gonna be
I realized that you know, this would be horrible to have this thing. Do you have it?
Irene, good night.
There you go. It's much funnier when it's ready right away.
I know. Yes.
That's well, when it that's when it works.
It to me during the show yesterday. Yes.
Well, it's much funnier in 1940.
Hurricane Irene.
More current?
Hurricane Irene is... Oh. Don't hear that very often.
I bet.
You know what? Anyway. If you had another job, you could play that there.
That's true.
Eyes glaze
over. Wish you did. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the hurricane is on its way, and I just pictured fresh mulch spilling out into the yard all over the place, which is exactly what would happen.
Like a mulch tornado?
Yeah, it'd be a mulch tornado.
The Tasmanian devil.
Now, now it's time for me to be absolutely selfish, and I'm going to be classless.
That time has finally come.
And selfish.
I thought it would never happen.
And it concerns me and Buzz and December, and I realize something that I'm in the grocery store the other day, and I see the cover of Vanity Fair, and it's J-Lo, and I buy a copy off the newsstand.
Okay, now I know.
And
I was realized, wondering why you said December.
I realized Buzz gave me the greatest gift almost for what? Are we talking 5-7 years?
Yeah, I'd say five at least.
But at least 5 to 7. 5-6 years, I think. Uh-huh. Buzz gave me, and I was sitting there going, you know, Buzz used to get that. And I had this moment where I went, oh, my God. You know, he just, you know, times are tough, or, you know, he forgot. And then I realized he was almost dead.
Dead, yeah.
That's right.
He was dying in the hospital.
But that being said, as Oscar would say,
yes.
Isn't the cover price of Vanity Fair is like $4.95?
Yes, it is.
And then you can get a year subscription for like $6.
It's inexpensive.
Really, you could have loosened your hand restraint long enough to sign a check.
Bro. I love that. That's my little gay magazine that I love so much.
And I LGM. Feel terrible about letting the subscription lapse like that. I'm going to correct that today.
You know what? And I
do will, it online.
You know what?
Through Amazon.
I will.
Here's what's weird about it. It's not a money thing as much as it's that's what. That's,
however, that magazine every time, is money.
Every time that came to my house, I thought of you, and I realized that another sadness. I got a magazine called Down East Magazine, and Down East Magazine came from my mom.
Yes,
and this was the first year because of all the stuff in her
she
life.
She didn't do that either.
That I'm not getting Down East Magazine, and I'm sitting there going. And first of all, I don't know if it's because I'm becoming an old fart or not. Magazines. Rock.
Your
How
friend.
Many magazines do you take?
That's I don't
my,
take
one
enough.
Of my favorite.
I don't take nearly enough. I don't get nearly enough.
You know, I don't take any.
Buzz's
magazines.
Vanity Fair magazine. I love them. I love having them.
I know you loved it. And I
take
feel
that
awful
back.
About this.
I have a free subscription to Rolling Stone.
Right.
And that's still,
how did you get that?
From buying a DVD. I got a year of Rolling Stone.
What do I hear? I hear stuff. Is there noise in the background?
I heard it's a ding.
Everyone, be quiet.
I thought I heard. Did you hear like a ding or
something? I did hear a ding.
Would that be a doorbell, maybe, guys?
I don't think so.
No.
We would have heard that.
We have guests coming.
It was a computer ding of some sort.
I was going to tell you, you can get Vanity Fair on your iPad now.
It's tangible.
Vanity Fair. Magazines. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give up magazines for a tablet because the fact is I really enjoy seeing the pictures, feeling the pictures. You like that.
Looking at the pictures.
Making the pictures stick together.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to do that with your iPad.
Drawing mustaches on the pictures.
Speaking of that, I have an iPad question for you.
Okay.
Well, Buzz, that's selfish of me, but I don't know. For some reason, I felt very nostalgic. Then I realized what a hellacious December you had.
Thank you for calling that to my attention. It got away from me. It just slipped away, and I'm going to fix it today.
It just is special.
I know how much you like
it's
and I want you to have it.
It's our little
because
thing.
Because I like you.
When it's our little thing. I appreciate that.
When we do Secret Santa this year, and I imagine we'll do it because it was a
and you know what? Hold on. Before
we
not to appear too selfish, you think overnight. You come back tomorrow, and you come back with a magazine that you do not have in your house that you would love to get. And you bring it to me, and I will make sure you get it.
Easily done.
You'll come back with Vogue. What is Vogue, like $14?
The Rob Report.
The Rob Report.
Blue
Only $100 a year for a subscription.
No,
but figure out something, and I'll reciprocate because I feel guilty.
I think we did for a Secret Santa last year. I think it was a $50 price limit something like that.
Yeah.
What if whoever got you blew all $50 on magazine subscriptions, would that flip you out
no,
or would that be good?
Because I really want to, there's specific ones I like. I don't like the crap, you know? Right. Even Entertainment Weekly, which is the only other one I take, that gets a little thin for me after
People
a while.
People is pretty solid, but you know what? I like to save people for when I visit a medical professional.
Well, you know what? I like any magazine for that one reason. I like it in the crapper.
Yeah, that's where I have a Golf Digest too, I think, right, or something like that. Some golf magazine.
I used to have golf. I used to have Golf Digest. I have neither.
Do you ever take the iPad in the crapper?
Once in a while. Oh, I used to take my Kindle in there before the Kindle became obsolete.
But did you have the wiping app?
It was a wonderful app.
It really was free.
But
download.
You go through those leather cases so quickly.
That's the only remember, problem. Don't flush the case.
No.
Now I'm looking on here.
No.
Mark,
yes.
My iPad is not behaving well.
Why is that?
I don't know. I've got stuff on here that I shouldn't have. I've got stuff I want that I don't have. My Playboy app is gone.
Does this go back to the synchronization with your desktop?
It might.
Mm-hmm. My computers are...
It's a sync problem.
Boys, I ask RJ and I ask Mark, what's the deal with the computers in this house? What the F? Uh-oh. What the F? And if you tell me run cable, I'm going to stab you in the eye with a pen, with a sharp pen.
He will, too.
Maybe it's a GUI problem.
Are you going to tell me? Because, no, let me tell you. I know how Mr. French works.
Oh, God, he's smiling at you. That's
much love as I have for you. I've gotten a little handle on you. You've lost a lot of weight, but you are a member of the L Club.
L?
Are you not?
The L Club?
The Lazy Club.
Oh, okay. Well,
not lesbian.
Come on.
Not as lazy as I used to be.
But you're prepared to tell me, well, we need to run a cable. And say that for the next decade, right? Because nothing will ever change. I'm very results oriented to get whatever I need to do done.
That's a network issue, and the problem you're having with the iPhone
is
a different
Speaking
problem.
Speaking of normal level,
it's for an additional problem. Minute with RJ, please pay $2.99.
To narrow it down for you, what I'm looking for now is computer speed.
May I offer this?
You go ahead.
From a dumb guy's perspective.
Yes.
What I've been able to glean from
God, am I swimming in Lake Mee enough today? No. Jesus Christ. Shut up, Mike. There, I'm going to hit myself.
For the 6 months that we've listened to the fact that you have computer issues.
Yes.
The thing is that your main computer, the one you like the most,
right,
is connected wirelessly to the internet.
Right.
You would have a faster connection if you were directly connected. So here's what you need
let
to
me
do.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop.
All right.
I will tell you that everything wireless in the house works slowly. Everything.
Okay.
I first of all want the modern fun that all you guys have with wireless. You have wireless in your house?
I do.
You have wireless in your house?
Indeed,
I do. You have wireless
in
your house?
Super fast.
Super fast. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Not helping.
Why where we do the show... Is mine so crappy slow?
But here's what we need to do as a starting point. You need to get in touch with whoever your cable provider is. Hold it.
And you know, Rob, you can.
I could. Yeah. I could,
thank you.
Given your passwords.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then what they need to do, you don't want...
You have the passwords.
I don't. Mark
yes,
does.
We all have the passwords
no,
here.
No, I mean no, like for your account at or whoever
I don't
runs
have,
it.
I don't know that.
But
whatever cable
the
company.
Thing is you don't want, we love each other dearly, but you don't want this crew drilling things and running wire. You don't want that.
You don't
want
that. Do they have to do that?
No, they don't. I mean, RJ's right that a cable will be effective, but we can get something better where it'll work fast wirelessly.
That's all I want.
My father had that problem in his house for the upstairs where my mom has her computer, and he got a better router.
That's better router.
That's what I did.
And a better rate.
Mm-hmm. And a better rate, for sure.
Now,
Peter.
You know what?
He's right.
And you know, a lot of us are prefacing what we're saying. RJ, love you to death. But did you hear the way he explained that? See, that's why he might be doing that for my benefit.
He is.
But that,
no.
But you know what? I hear that. Oh, he is. I hear that and I go, yes, Mark, very clear to understand. At the same time, Mark has been there with me before on a couple of times. He says something I understand. I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and do that. Make it so. How much will it cost for it? And then it doesn't get fixed.
Okay, well, yeah.
Now let's get ready for an explanation.
I've got money to make.
Okay, let me ask a question that I'll preface.
I won't say anything.
Let me preface his answer because I've got one more question.
All right.
Based on a better router,
yes.
If we got your cable provider to provide a hard wire connection to your main computer, if we ran your network from your main computer, hardwire connected with a kick-ass router, the Cadillac of routers,
yes.
Wouldn't everything benefit?
Yes.
So if we
two-pronged
but
plan.
You guys told me that when we started the show to put the access point down here.
Well,
that's because it's near everything.
And
that's
the nearest point. We
that
did
was
not
before
real...
we knew it would be a problem for you upstairs.
Right. We didn't anticipate.
I have a suggestion.
Problem.
But can we have both? Can we have a hard line here and a hard line up there? And this is going to cost me more money.
Well, you can't have two modems. You can have a single modem with
right.
multiple access points, which okay. is the
now
wireless
we're getting,
device.
You know, now we're not only getting a sexy voice, now we're getting mouth noises.
Well, now he's also going up
that's because it's very loud. And my mouth is dry.
Let me ask this. If this is the entry point of the cable that I have, the entry point.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. My question would be, if the entry point comes in here, why don't we get the kick-ass modem thing down here?
When Mark was talking, I was going to say, he's correct, and what we're going to do initially is attempt to replace the modem.
Today!
Okay.
Today!
Okay.
Today!
And then two weeks! So you need a modem? I know my computer speakers. I've gotten better. Mm-hmm. You need the modem and you need the wireless router.
The router. I said modem.
And they both are pieces of junk.
Uh-oh. One belongs to the Comcast, the cable company, and the other one is yours. And
right.
It's yours, the router, that we're going to replace.
Okay, the router. So we're not replacing the modem. Yes. Modem really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It's the router. And is the router dog poo-poo?
Well, it may not be as powerful as we had initially thought. It worked fine when we first bought it. We bought it to replace a failure we had last year.
Okay, very good.
So we'll buy another.
I'll talk to you about it, too.
Okay, very good. All right, so we'll get that done so I can actually... Because I'm just trying to do stuff.
I was going
to
suggest, if you want...
I can't do my work.
I'll bet you that...
High-class entertainment.
I'll bet you that Lloyd Ronick would be happy to come in and do this, because he's done it many times over.
I would pay Lloyd
have to do that.
You wouldn't need to give him anything except a small consideration.
Would Peter drop by with him?
Peter's in New York, but you never
Peter
know.
Peter Ronick.
You never know.
Peter Ronick.
Hi, I'm at a deli. I'm Peter Ronick.
It's the Peter Ronick show, everybody.
I love that show.
Let me see. So that's it. I'm sorry about that, but I mean, I just had to take care of this personal business.
If we can get resolution on that, we all benefit.
Shouldn't everything move faster in this house?
Yes.
When you're doing your wireless work, well, you're wired in, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm just plugged in here. This is just for power.
Oh, power. Okay, so you're wireless.
I am.
And it moves slow for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't experience that.
So why? But how come it works slow on my iPad?
I'm not sure.
Really? I think it's all because Steve Jobs is dying.
That's right.
Could be.
I think that's what it is.
I have exclusive audio of that press conference yesterday.
You do?
I do.
That's not Audio Vault material. Let's listen to that separately.
I just need to find it. Give me one moment.
You know, the thing about Steve Jobs, not only has he been a great innovator for Apple, but he's so brave. He's been brave, and he continues to
very
be brave.
Here's the press conference.
Are you doing shtick?
I'm filling time while he loads the CD player.
And you were doing like pre-horrible thing happening death.
No. Here's audio from the press conference of Steve Jobs stepping down.
Very soon, Buzz.
Very brave.
Apple. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Apple. Hey. Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey.
What is that?
Hey, Apple.
What? It's the annoying orange.
What is that?
It's the annoying orange.
It's the annoying orange.
What is that? My God.
But is that what your iPad question was about?
I just want speed.
Okay.
You know, and if we need to retire that computer, we should do it once and for all.
If you retire that computer and get yourself a Mac. Mm-hmm. Look out, America.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. My God, yeah.
It might be time.
The money to do that.
Well, that could be a business expense.
Yep. Well, all the computers can be a business expense.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I would only do that with the Mac if, RJ, could I take that Mac on the road and use that? Would that be better for Skype and stuff when I'm not in this studio?
Not any different than the laptop.
Wow! Are you okay? Are you
We're
all
sorry
right
to
today?
Interrupt you eating
just,
caramel.
Just a dry well, I wasn't eating anything.
So, RJ, if to make that Mac a business expense.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Would that be better for the show when I'm on the road?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Miles better. You know what you may even want to look into?
Incidentally, what's that?
A laptop. That way you could take it anywhere in the house.
No, I wouldn't get anything other than a laptop and do that for the show.
Good move.
Then again, if I do that, can we use the Toshiba, which has nothing on it? Mm-hmm. Can we use the Toshiba somehow for the show?
I would use it for the one that Rob uses over here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We could update our recording.
And then how can we use the desktop that I have up there?
The desktop could be our main server for the studio.
Or a wonderful...
Okay, so you're telling me if I get a Mac, we can use the Toshiba that I bought down in Florida and use the one that... Can we get all the crap off of my desktop?
Yes. We'll depersonalize it.
Decades of pornography.
Right.
All right, then I think before we go out and get a router and blah, 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 we go out and we do this, and I guess you and I will have to go on a
field trip. Sure, that's fine.
That's fine. I'm excited now. This is swimming in Lake Mead.
When you start messing around on an Apple, you're going to wonder why you ever waited. I really did.
Look, based on my experiences I described before, and in honor of the new CEO taking over, and you know what? That is a drag. I feel for that guy.
Of course.
Because
of course.
He, you know, how many companies in America...
Hey, Apple!
Do we know...
Apple!
Do we,
Hey. No. Hey, Apple. Hey. Apple.
Where did you get it?
You've never seen the Annoying Orange?
We'll have to show that to you.
Do you not know about the Annoying Orange?
If you start watching Annoying Orange videos, kiss the rest of the day goodbye.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
How many companies do we know that have the main man so far in front that we know who the guy, and it's right. The stock goes down
so
if he's not there.
Skinny.
He's so skinny. He's sick, Rob. He's not well. No, he's got that thing you don't like. That thing you hate.
My wife? Yeah.
No. Oh, God.
Take a break. Yeah. He's not. I'm not getting to either of the boys
he's
today.
He's not cooperating.
Yeah, you're doing just fine over there. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob, Buzz,
yes.
Remember that thing I talked about right before we went on the air?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
That's exactly what. That's it. That, spot on. Perfect.
Cool. Not
flawless.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. You're good, too.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, very good. Our
I'm
second
fine.
Segment. No, sometimes I don't want to wait. I want to share feedback right away.
Right.
And, folks, I'm sorry. You're not going to know what that feedback is. Our second segment
is
brought
to you by...
I do know
that we still have 40 minutes to f*** it up.
Yeah. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. Mm-hmm. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. Be like Tad Patterson. Be like Hank Reuter. Mm-hmm. Be like all the people that listen to this show and have joined the Wait Not community.
It's amazing.
And that's what it really is. It's a Wait Not community. Because as soon as you join something like this, when you get involved, you get to share your information.
Right.
You get to share your recipes. You get to share your likes, your dislikes, your problems, your solutions. Not only do you have the counselors, but this is something brand new. And I'm actually making this up as I go along because I just thought of it. The fact is that when you get involved in Weight Not and you start losing the weight, as RJ has found out, as I have found out, you have this little community of people that are on the program and you share your information with them. And I think it's a wonderful way to get support in addition to the support they give you at Weight Not with their counselors.
And another important message is how well the Weight Not counselors work with people to customize for each individual. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. Everybody reacts to a diet differently. And Hank Reuter, for one, is beyond pleased at the way the Weight Not counselors have worked with him to customize the diet and make it work for him.
It's always effective, but man, when they really get in and customize it, look out. Get ready, America.
You know, I'm on the second round of Jumpstart for me. And the fact is...
Now, does that involve paddles?
No, Jumpstart, it actually... it's a spark plug and a little electrical touch.
I'm with you.
And nipples.
Going through this phase again, it's fun because I'm getting the same reactions again. I'm down 6 pounds since I started again.
Excellent.
Now, the fact is that I went away on a little vacation. I had a week, and I said that was my time when my Steady Trim program was over, and I was able to go back and do Jumpstart again. Mm-hmm. And what Jumpstart is, really, it's just more rapid weight loss.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that have been through the different phases of Weight Not go back and they tweak it up again
it's
with Jumpstart.
Kick in the pants.
And
that's Jumpstart
what I'm doing.
Also, does it not also prep your body for the next phase?
It does.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's this is really...
That's called rapid loss.
I've lost so much weight that I understand. I'm not good. I'm great at putting it back on, but I also understand the chemistry. It really is chemistry. It's training your body to use food in a different way.
Cool. Absolutely.
And they understand it.
And what it is with Weight Not, I don't advocate this, but you know, if you do have a situation where you might put on a little bit of weight and you're sitting there and say it's 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 7 months, you can go back to Weight Not and you can get the Jumpstart program just to get yourself detoxed and ready to move on and lose a little bit more weight. And that's what I'm doing right now, and I couldn't be more thrilled. I'm here to tell you that, you know, you would think, well, the second go around, will it be effective? Well, it will be effective.
Already is.
Let's call, I call Monday through Wednesday and then waking up this morning 6 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I call that pretty damn
effective.
That's amazing. Right. 6 pounds in 4 days is pretty significant weight loss.
Someone else has joined the community of Weight Not.
Really?
And Oscar's sister, let's ask him how she's doing.
Oh, you you thought I forgot, huh? Look at him throw Oscar under the bus. From Oscar's seat, and he throws Oscar under the bus.
He wouldn't have done that if you hadn't called him fine.
No, it's just... It's weightnot.com. Get involved today. If you know somebody that's having the Battle of the Bulge, that's fought it like so many of us have on this show, get involved. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or go to weightnot.com. You can find that ad on our website.
You know who'd
be
a great candidate for Weight Not?
Who's that?
Peter Ronick.
Peter Ronick. How big is Peter Ronick, Mark?
I haven't seen him in a while, but he's probably close to 240, 250.
Are you close to your uncle?
No, not as much as I
would
like to be.
Even when you stand 2 feet away, you're close to your uncle.
Peter Ronick.
Ronick.
All right. What do we know about Peter Ronick?
Well,
the round Ronick.
All of the Ronicks are a bit of entrepreneurs.
Okay.
So really? he's
entrepreneur what?
Preneurs.
Really? It was his idea to buy real estate down by the water.
So he's like a venture capitalist or something
like
that?
Yeah, he's great.
Now is he a New York Ronick?
He is a New York Ronick. That's where the Ronicks are. Their origin is New York.
Actually, not if you go back far enough.
Well, that's true.
Jesus. Yeah, Rob does it. Rob has it in his file.
I have a chart.
Rob has gone back.
You
that
can
far.
Do that on your new Mac. Michael.
In his file cabinet.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for everything. I just gotta. It gets me back to my computers as far as figuring out what I'm going to do. So getting back to Peter Ronick,
yes.
I wanted to talk about him on the show.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
This is a time to do it.
Right.
Peter Ronick. And all Ronicks are entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Now, and what kind of entrepreneur is he?
Well, he's had a lot of different ventures that really haven't taken off very well.
That's too bad.
So he just started a new job.
Is he the black sheep of the Ronick family?
That's when you isolate buzzes. That's too bad.
Is he the black sheep of the Ronick family? Is he the meathead?
Hey, all of you
he's
talk.
He's the larger sheep.
All of you talk amongst yourselves. Have this discussion.
Okay.
I will now try to do my impression of Buzz punctuating the conversation.
Okay. So he's had a various number of jobs.
Yeah, they haven't all gone so well, but, you know, he's...
What a shame.
But he's really doing. He's doing okay.
Have some been more successful than others?
Some have, and
that's
just
good news.
He's just started a new job.
Oh, what's the new job?
He's going to be. He's doing marketing now.
Marketing,
yes,
marketing. On
yes.
his own.
No, for a company.
Do you yes. care to mention the company?
No, because they're not paying us to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We want money.
And what does he do as a marketer?
Well, you know, he markets their company. He does focuses on the advertising and
so
does a lot of social marketing.
So
let's call that one of his successes. What job would you call a failure?
A failure.
One of his least successful.
He was trying to do a t-shirt business where with a lot of funny slogans on there.
Funny's good.
And it never really got off the ground, unfortunately.
Do you recall any of the funny slogans?
No, I don't.
That was me, really. I figured it worked for the bit.
That sounded good.
All right, I'm done doing those. That's it. So anyway. So
can you imagine the value, the collector's item value of one of those Peter Ronick t-shirts?
Oh, that'd be
amazing.
I bet
they're a panic.
Oh, my dad is texting me now.
Oh, really? No. Oh, good. I don't want to be in trouble.
No,
I don't care. Family is very sensitive, and I want to make sure when we talk about family that we don't go too far.
We're just
no, actually,
fun
this
here.
Text was saying that he'd be happy to help you with your computer stuff.
Will you tell Lloyd that I would love to have him over for some hair of the dog?
Oh, okay. I just got a text.
You probably get a lot of good Peter Ronick information.
Oh, I just got a text from Peter Ronick.
What did it say?
He'll be happy to help himself to your refrigerator.
Rob. What cracks me up is when Rob does fat jokes about people that aren't as fat as he is.
You know, my dad used to be of larger carriage.
Really?
Yes, he did for a long time.
Do you ever worry that you will...
He's a foodie, too.
That you will go... Because you and your brother are both scrawny.
Yeah, I think that we take after my mom's side of the family. That's more good. So.
I have a fast metabolism.
Just got a text from Eric Ronick.
Oh, really?
On KCJJ.
Eric Ronick. Okay, let me see. Here we go. In this country right now, would it be safe to say, I wrote this down last night, and this was one of my more lucid thoughts.
Oh, good.
Does anyone care about Gaddafi, or do you care more about Steve Jobs? And I would say, dollars to donuts, that it's Steve Jobs that people care.
In this room, everyone cares about Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Saddam Hussein and, you know, Gaddafi, not high on the Q list.
No, he's been a thorn in our side. I can remember having to learn how to spell his name for a class I took.
Did I get it right? Gaddafi?
There are no wrong answers.
There are multiple spellings of that name, and I mean multiple. There must be half dozen different spellings. But I want to talk for just a second about Gaddafi very briefly, because I think it is a big deal. If you think about that statue of the fist with the American plane being crushed in,
right,
and you think about all the terror that he's heaped on the U.S., I know you're right about us caring more about Steve Jobs.
Lockerbie would be the worst,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. No question.
That was
about
Libyan. That was a Libyan.
His worst
deal.
Crime, absolutely.
Right.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Against his own people as well.
Any word on where this guy is?
No, we still don't know. He's now Where's Waldo over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just don't know his location. But the important thing is he's out of power. And the great thing is we did it without losing any American lives.
Right.
We helped topple that evil government. Unlike the situation in Iraq, where we lost a lot of Americans, this was very bloodless. And I think the people behind it, including the president, are to be commended.
But my thought on that also is that he has been a problem for so long that he has decayed as in power and health, mm-hmm. because it's been, what, 30 years that mm-hmm. he's really been a problem
yep. well,
for
us? Well, he's nuts from those hats.
Yeah. yeah. And giant sunglasses.
You know, I when
but
I hear
after
Buzz,
30 years pass,
right.
you know, it's a fact of life. You get old and you die.
Yeah.
And he's less powerful now just because he's got 30 years on him.
Yeah.
And when I see someone like Steve Jobs, who really has made things for... certainly the people in this
room. I'm just wondering where Rob's point is.
Me too.
No, my point is
what
this.
What the hell are you talking about?
My point is this.
Okay.
Is that Steve Jobs is sick, and that means he's going to be taken from us probably before he should have been.
Okay.
A man
I
who
get,
has...
I get that. Let me just hit the bell when I understand where okay. you're... I'm with you on... Yeah, yeah. Steve Jobs is going to be taken from us before he would have lived a full life.
And mm-hmm. a man that probably could have benefited us some more. That's Steve
and
Jobs.
And a man that could have benefited us some more, yes.
Okay, but after 30 years, Gaddafi yeah. is dying.
Old.
He's leaving. Yeah, it's sort of inevitable that he was going to die because he's so old. So that's why
I don't understand.
I think that it's more of a big deal that a tragedy out of the ordinary... the cancer.
An early death.
An early death is more tragic and more a part of bothering me than someone who dies because they're getting old.
Okay.
That's my fault.
And I think you're in the majority.
That's my yeah, feeling.
But I mean, not for that lengthy answer you gave. Just because people give a rat's ass about Apple and their computers more than they do about what's happening in Libya.
We're
I think
more
that's,
affected
that's
in our daily
part.
Lives by
Apple.
Steve Jobs and Apple.
The Apple.
Then we are Gaddafi.
I don't know why that's making me laugh every time
wait
I hear
till
him,
you
but
see it,
is. It.
Oh, you'll love it.
So, but the Gaddafi thing, and when I hear you describe the fist with the mm-hmm. American plane in it, I say to myself, you know what? Really, if you go back, and on a purely foreign policy level, this is two wins. Two pretty big
yeah.
wins
oh, yeah. for this administration.
You know, if you'd said, there he is,
hey!
Ladies and gentlemen,
would
Oscar
you like
Santana.
Your
I was so mad at you when you weren't here today because I was really looking forward to talking to you about our plans for mulching, but it's okay because we've had a pretty decent show.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me just get back to this whole thing with the Gaddafi. Mm-hmm. When you say that, it makes me realize we're talking about two mm-hmm. wins. Mm-hmm. In the you know for Obama
right
and yeah. And you know that's pretty good stuff if you had
sure
said
is.
At the beginning of his term
uh-huh.
that from a foreign policy standpoint
right.
we'll be able to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi and also Osama bin Laden
mm-hmm.
and you know that would be amazing
right
you would say that would be you're going to have a great policy run
you could run on that platform
nobody
exactly.
expected him to be a foreign policy president
but I don't think people care
no,
I really don't
no.
think people
right.
care because
you're
it
right.
just hasn't been top
you're
of
right.
mind
you're right
and that's the way we are
mm-hmm.
in this country
I think
you,
we would have
right
cared
now.
More if we got rid of him 30 years ago
we'd care more if the economy was in better shape
and really
yeah.
to
that's
be honest
very true, yeah.
and to be honest yeah. I'm probably in the category of caring more about Steve Jobs than I am Muammar Gaddafi
yeah I think we are
that's why I wrote it down last night and now that I have both of my young Apple people here.
Hey,
let me ask you, boys, do you
that's exclusive audio from the press conference.
Do you want to see what annoying orange looks like?
Annoying orange?
Yeah. That's him.
You're gonna
oh, learn. Wait a minute. Is that and do they do the clutch cargo thing with
yes.
the amount?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you see he talks to an Apple.
See, I should get a gig like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'd love to
let's
do that.
Let's do one.
I would love to. Can we do one like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, let's do something like
with
that.
With our mouths and
mm-hmm.
that kind
yeah.
of thing. Well, talk to Gabe Strine, see if he okay. can come up with that. Apple guys, and because I am more concerned about Steve Jobs, this is
Apple.
The question that I have. Are you going to play it every single time?
Not every time.
Obsessive.
That wouldn't be funny.
Do you see, and I think for everybody, it would be customer service. It would be quality of product.
Mm-hmm.
It would be innovation of product.
Yeah, always
do
on the forefront.
Do you see, because of Steve Jobs going bye-bye, do you see any of those three things that are going to be dramatically affected? Or do you think Apple continues to go strongly and continues to rock and roll
right.
at the Apple Corporation?
Well, in full disclosure, you should know that I have stock in Apple.
Okay.
So, and we bought...
Are you freaked out today a little bit?
No, not at all. I'm going to hold and I'll tell you why. The problem with Apple in the past, and I can barely... This mic, by the way, is the worst mic in
thank
the world.
Thank you.
We need to get a processor for it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I don't know why this mic sounds like ass, but we need a processor for Mr. Mark Ron.
I think you
sound really good.
You know okay. what? You know when
now that you're here.
You know the last time that mic sounded good when you were here for the whole show. All right, just kidding.
Can't help right. the fact that I have other jobs.
I know.
So,
don't be all testy. Did you have a bad meeting?
No, I had a great meeting, but I didn't want to be in the meeting. That's the problem.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're here, and you, I didn't think you were going to be here for the any of this show.
Yeah, so
that's good.
This is the situation with Apple. The bottom line
Apple.
Is that they have had a knock on their company for the past 10 years where even when Steve Jobs initially got sick, that they didn't have an heir apparent, which would have and probably should have been slid in before this happened.
Right.
Where when he took his leave of absence when he got sick the first time, they said that's probably when they should have started. They should have started grooming.
Sure.
The new chairman of the board and actually bringing him to the forefront. Now, some people may say that they've done that in past WWDCs where they show the new products that Apple's bringing to the marketplace, but they really haven't, because if you think of Apple, you think of Steve Jobs.
Right.
So, but today is really not necessarily more of a day that Apple will lose its CEO or yesterday. It's more of a day that we realize that this man is far more sick than we could ever have imagined.
And right. and hung in there with a tremendous amount of courage.
Yes.
Because he had all the money, more money than Jesus. He could have relaxed and gone off and and really just relaxed.
Yes.
And lived his quiet life and stuff. But no, he did that because he valued his employees and he valued the company.
And as a company, while people will always attribute the ingenuity that comes from a company like Apple to him, it can't just be one man. It's
and
a team effort.
What do we know about the backup guy? Do we know this guy?
He's the COO, I think, that's
yes.
going to be replacing.
Chief Operating Officer. And apparently he knows the company better than anybody else knows the company.
He
do we
does.
Have, do we have a name?
I'll look it up for
look,
you.
Look it up for us.
But Steve Jobs is
you eventually will know this guy's
of
name.
Of course.
Hopefully you'll know it as well as Steve Jobs.
Now, Steve Jobs is still going to hold the chairman of the board position, I believe. That's what I heard
that
this
is,
morning.
That is true. And this new guy, I understand, doesn't have the technical knowledge, isn't an innovator. He's a good businessman, and he knows Steve well enough to know kind of what Steve wants. I think the business community expectations are that Apple's going to be fine for the next couple of years.
Hey.
It's beyond the couple of years.
It's Tim Cook.
Yeah, that's the guy.
But this is a reality.
Tim Ronick.
While my prayers are with the Jobs family.
Of course.
There used to always be, there'd be a lot of shtick about if you've got enough money, you can survive anything.
No.
Think about Magic Johnson. Everybody
right.
thought he beat AIDS just because he had money.
Right.
When it comes to certain...
Didn't he beat AIDS because he had money?
Well,
it
I mean,
helped.
Some people may say it helped him.
I thought
Magic
he beat AIDS because
Magic Johnson really have AIDS?
Yes, yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
He beat AIDS because he had a talk show.
But I will say that overall...
He bought the Capitol Center.
I think the larger
and
message
the restaurant.
Is this... Mm-hmm. is that it doesn't matter how much money you have, it's the disease that decides
right.
and what's going to happen in the long run.
You know, and it's true.
Think
and,
about
and
the
really...
liver. Remember, he said he got to the front of the line because he had more money to get a new liver.
Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. And that pancreatic cancer, and I lost a dear friend of mine, my friend Jimmy. You guys remember when
yeah.
I lost Jimmy Cover?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's just when I hear that cancer and I hear that organ mentioned in the same sentence, that really freaks me out. It's a very tough thing to beat. This is why, and let me just say this real quickly, and we're getting a little heavy here, and I don't mind. Because I want to mention Mike Flanagan as well. We have a situation here where this fella who was a captain of industry, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, what matters is, I think, when you go to a benefit, when you have a walk, when you have a ride, when you have a, Rob knows more of these. He's been to a million of them. When you have a cancer benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And like the night walk.
You don't
example, yeah.
think about how important this is to people. But a guy like Steve Jobs, a guy like Rob's son, a kid like Rob's son, mm-hmm. so many people, we have to continue to try to eradicate this disease. We're going to be able to beat cancer.
Absolutely. We are. We're making
I really
great
think
progress
we might do it. I really
already.
I really
in
as,
our
as,
lifetime.
I really believe it, even in my lifetime that might happen.
Roberts,
I really think that might happen.
Robert's roadmap, and that's day one to when he is considered cancer free, or not cancer free, but free of treatment, was 3 years, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how long it is. In that 3 years, 8 months, percentages of survival change for the better. In less than 4 years, they changed. I watched it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day.
And it's because
incredible.
Constant research,
yep.
cancer database,
yeah. right.
computers are actually making this more possible than
yes.
ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Fantastic.
Because every case is cataloged in a database. Every cancer case worldwide of pediatric cancer is in a database. Every case can be compared against another. We are making strides exponentially faster than we were even 10 years ago.
It's great
stuff.
It's wonderful.
But Mike says something. we got to keep supporting it.
Got to support the events. You know, we have so many people that have been touched by this disease.
The money
Oscar's
helps.
Father dealing with this right now. Right.
My mother had breast cancer twice.
I mean, just astonishing. Lowell's mom. Mm-hmm.
Who we, right.
You
right.
know, it's everywhere. Touched and, us, yeah. You know, everybody's been touched by it.
Right.
And I'm like, bust your ass. And somebody asks you to go to something. Somebody asks you to sponsor somebody in a walk or a ride or something. Just do it.
Makes
do it
difference.
Every chance you get. And a little bit, every little bit helps with
you
something
You never
like
think
that.
Twice about buying a $5 cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Right.
Pay $5 to something that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Also, the question of innovation comes to when, if Steve Jobs is not involved in the day-to-day operations because of his illness, and God forbid, if he passes, what will happen?
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, just last week, Apple filed a patent where you could hypothetically have a hologram coming from your phone or your computer to display to the people that are watching a movie with you or viewing your screen or seeing your iPhone, and they just filed that patent. They're working on this innovation that maybe 5 to 10 years away from where we are today, but if they come up with that and they're thinking of that along those lines during this time, it's amazing.
Yeah. The hologram comes out and it says, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope."
Could you imagine sitting there with your phone instead of showing the pictures that you took on your iPad in Maine? You actually just, a hologram comes out from your iPad and shows everybody what you're trying
and
to show.
It makes Skype seem like garbage. And
imagine porn.
Oh my God.
Well, so the end of this discussion is you see the company going forward and thriving and continuing to. I totally agree with that.
Yes.
I think they are a forward thinking company, and I think they were forward thinking enough where this situation has been known.
Yes.
They envisioned what they needed to do, and I believe the consensus is this is the right man, Cook, for the job.
Do you think it'll be almost like a George Gipp thing, and that when he passes, they're going to go out and do it for Steve?
To an
maybe
extent,
work a little harder.
I think
I mean, the culture of Apple that I'm aware of right now is here we go.
Apple.
Thank you.
Apple.
Thank you. The culture
an
is...
An American company, by the way.
An American company, a brilliant company, but a brutal company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a brutal company. You don't keep up, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be... And that's why, you know, they've got these people in place, and I think that this guy knows that culture, and that's why the standards are so high.
There is a feeling in the software development business, many programmers hate Apple, not for their product. They all universally love the product, but programmers don't like Apple because they are so tough on their employees.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they really, it's eat or be eaten. But
on Steve Jobs' watch, the Apple Corporation has at least tied with and perhaps surpassed Exxon as the biggest company in America.
Amazing. And, you know, we love their products. There are a lot of them happening in this room right now. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
Oscar, glad you could make it for part of the show, and we are delighted to have you back, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit their website at SmartTerm.com. You may be surprised by how much life insurance you can get for just $1 a day.
What?
You just don't need them as much. Anyway, call now, 866-347-5748. It's a line out of Full Metal Jacket.
Actually, this is the version from that soundtrack.
Licensing and disclaimer information can be found on their website, smartterm.com. Yeah, I don't know what it was, Oscar. Today I was just all ragged out that you weren't here. I was like, I was having a day.
Yes.
It's like when you have your day, you want all your bros to be in the room together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and stuff. And so what was the snarky thing I said about Oscar before?
Oh, which one?
I don't know.
There's so many.
Just
I take it all with a grain of salt.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. And incidentally, Oscar does have a day job, and they're nice enough at his day job to let him come
here.
Yes, that's right.
And that's it. You know, we're really with your help, ladies and gentlemen, you could get him out of that day job.
Yeah, that's you right. know what was help. Great.
Matter of fact, you could get all of us out of our day job.
What was great about
those of us who still have
walking
them.
In because I was supposed to go really hire my people with Mike to do a mulching job.
Right.
Most people call them peeps.
Peeps. Peeps. Yes.
Really, I was going to be the interpreter for the job.
Right. Right.
But with the hurricane coming in a little earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. We said no.
But I had told Evan yesterday that I might be coming in a half day because I was going to go help you do that.
Right.
And when I walked into the office, I thought you were helping Mike with his mulching of hiring of people. And I said, no. Mike wants to push it off because the storm's coming in.
Right.
He's like, great. Step into the boardroom. And I said, oh, okay, no big deal. Like 15-minute meeting, no big deal.
Do you ever get nervous when he does that? No, he's a good guy to work for. You have a good relationship.
Because I knew there was a big bank meeting coming to Earthwalk.
Right.
But I thought it was just going to be a hey, shaking hands. That's right. What we've been doing. And then it was sit down. And then
it's
that's
never
what
like that.
No.
It's never like never that. Like meetings that. Are never. Meetings
no.
suck.
No. Oh, I no. hate a meeting.
Totally you know what's always great at a meeting? And I'll never get how awkward this always is.
What's that?
One person will always give a business card. Uh-huh. And then everybody.
Oh, you got to then.
But yeah. then it's right. sliding across the table. Did you get this? It turns into a 5-minute ordeal. There's got to be a better way.
It's like you're playing pie gal poker.
I have the other thing in a meeting that I hate more than anything, yes. and we as disc jockeys hate this more is anything. The meeting is over. Uh-huh. Everything's been covered. You're like, oh god, it's like seriously, it's like going to Disneyland. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're gonna that right. door, that conference room door opening is like going to Disneyland, and then some stick yep. has to ask one yes. last
I
question,
hate, yeah. I hate
and it's
that
always
stick.
And 90% of the time, the person asking the question uh-huh. is a suck up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's oh, not
yeah.
a legitimate yes. question. Uh-huh. I was just wondering, you know, your company's been so strong and good for so long. Yeah. How do you? Anyway, let's open up the thing. Open it up. We got to hurry.
I'm so glad Oscar is here because I have his first demo of his Garmin GPS.
Fantastic.
Oh wow,
good.
Tab Patterson, as you know, is helping us with this, and Oscar, as I predicted. Yours sounds great because you have a more measured way of speaking than the most Ooh, of us. Yeah.
Hey now, you have a few moments to do exactly what I say or an iPhone breaks. In 1/4 mile, turn left. The route you're on is solid as a man grate. Start texting. In 1/2 mile.
The mogul.
Make a U-turn. Recalculating. Give me 2 seconds here. In 2 3/4 miles. Turn left. Arriving at destination so we can snug a bug. On left.
Very good. Very
good job, great. Hank.
Thank you.
I mean, a tab. I get my P1s confused. Yeah.
I'm worried because Jim Carrey scares me.
Yes.
I've never been that much of a fan.
Always. I've never been that big a fan of his.
But on his website, he did a video professing his love for Emma Stone, who I think we'll all agree is cute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this would be okay if it was funny. But it's not funny.
It's creepy.
And it makes it creepy. Here's Jim Carrey. Help me find the funny here.
Emma, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're all the way beautiful. Not just pretty, but smart and kind-hearted. And if I were a lot younger, I would marry you. We would have chubby little freckle-faced kids. We'd laugh all day long, go camping and play Yahtzee and tell ghost stories by the fire.
I think it's kind of funny.
Sex.
Maybe you have to see it.
And every day for the rest of your life, you would thank God that I was the appropriate age for you. I'm not. I'm 49. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know how I felt.
Anyway,
it was fun. It had a little funny to it.
I suppose.
I think I can relate.
If you add his creepy eyes to it,
though. Oh really?
He does have crazy eyes.
He was speaking in RJ voice too.
He was sexy.
We will have that on the website at MikeOMeraShow.com. Right. I don't know why. I'm in a weird time in my life.
I understand.
That's why maybe I'm.
But you know what? I will tell you this. Please, if you think about posting a video online, check with us first.
Yeah.
Make sure it's cool.
Amen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
New book out called Not Afraid of Life, written by Bristol Palin. I don't know if she had any help.
right.
But I got my hands on the audio version of it, and I found some shocking revelations,
really?
Mike. I found this to be shocking.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, Bristol Palin, Mike.
Chapter 1, where it all began. By now, most of America knows me as Bristol Palin, Sarah Palin's daughter.
Right there.
Perfect.
The baby talker. You know, the modified idiot baby talker.
Mike, she's a baby. But that doesn't... that does not diminish the shocking things that are about to be revealed.
Okay, very good.
Pure and beautiful. However, nothing could have been further from the truth. Guys, take note. Bristol's a slut when she's drunk, and she's a slut when she's sober. And I'll prove it to you. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First, you have to understand where my story began.
Right.
When I was 7, I was totally addicted to prescription meds, the bottle, and the white powder. On the morning of my 9th birthday, I even crawled into bed with Mom and demanded beer and a car in which to drive around and find trouble. I was later arrested for selling OxyContin in the local Target parking lot and served time in jail.
Right.
On my 15th birthday, I longed for only one thing, my first sexual experience.
Nice.
I met a guy named Levi Johnston.
Oh, boy.
He looked like a homeless man. Do you want a bone? I remember saying happily. Whoa, 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 he said with his hands in the air. Let's don't rush into things. Young adults are at increased risk of unwanted pregnancy. Shut up, I said, and take me. Not too many days after that, I was about to have sex again. And again. Mm. And again. Since mom was a hockey mom, I was forever tagging along behind her and cheered the young players, which included Levi and other friends. One morning, I came to hockey practice drunk. We walked under the bleachers, and we definitely had sex. Not one boy, but eight.
Nice.
Now that was the team to be on.
So I was shocked.
That is good. Shocking.
That is well done. You didn't do that yourself, did you?
I did not.
No, I didn't think so. But, I just like to check. Every now and then you do, and I wanted to find out.
There's a lot of stuff happening now for promotions, and I know Mark and I have already ordered our Blu-ray copy of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So they're rolling out some of the great merchandise. Now you can buy ice cube trays that look like Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Nerd Nick.
But Mike, you'll like this.
Nerd Nick.
You're going to like this, Mark, he says.
It's here.
The Darth Vader Magic 8 Ball.
Oh.
Would you like to ask a question to the Darth Vader Magic 8 Ball?
Yeah, let's
remember,
see.
It has to be a yes, no question. Yeah. Because it's a Magic 8 Ball, it won't really give you an answer.
8 Ball, Darth Vader 8 Ball, will I be successful on my Weight Not program again?
It's thinking.
He's humming.
Maybe you better ask it again, Mike.
8 Ball, will I continue to lose weight?
Father knows best.
That's not an answer, 8-Ball.
Ask again.
Will I continue to lose weight, 8-Ball?
It is your fate. I have foreseen this.
He has foreseen this.
There you go.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Darth
Vader. Can I ask
Vader.
A question?
You can, Oscar.
How many times do you have to ask Darth Vader a question for it to give him the right answer?
Good.
My Imperial spies say no.
doesn't make any.
Not a yes or no.
Any other questions?
On the bonus hour today, we're going to be talking about dating tips and image consulting.
Right.
Will we all be considered to have solid images?
Use the Force. And ask again.
Okay, all right, maybe
again.
I should rephrase the question.
I think you should.
Will we all look good to these image consultants?
Okay.
Wake up. I am here to put you back on schedule.
Has this bit failed miserably?
Hold on. I didn't hear what he said.
Wake up, you fool.
All right, then let's move on.
Yes, let's move on.
Forbes magazine. We talked magazines earlier. Mike, do you take Forbes?
I don't take the Forbes.
Well, I think you're going to want to subscribe when you find out the great reporting they've done. They've ranked the most powerful women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
100 of them. Guess who comes in at number 66?
Who?
Also this morning, some congratulations are in order. Forbes, as you may have heard, has come out with its 100 most powerful women. Some familiar names on that list. Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and there's one other one who caught our eye. At number 66, everyone, Ann Curry.
I think they just dropped a six.
God.
Triple six?
She's the devil.
And she handles it so well. Listen how cute she is.
I feel...
Your power and your aura.
Oh, yes, I'm so powerful. You want to try? Come on, let's give it a shot. No, really. It's, you know, if I can do some good with it, then that's great.
That's
even 66.
You know what?
She's such an a-hole. She's such an a-hole.
If she can do some good, Mike.
There is an example right there. She gave a pure example of not knowing how to handle it, and B, reading her own press.
Oh, yeah.
If I can do some good with it.
Right. Yes.
Mm. Oh, I hate her. God, I hate that.
We all do. Incredibly well. So you are, you deserve your spot on that.
Right.
Well, don't hesitate. Right there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. Okay, enough of that.
Enough of that, indeed. Yeesh. And we close, Mike. I love when Letterman uses his guests well. Referring to his fatwa, he said he had a clip of Rachel Maddow last night, and he asked if we could go to the clip. Here's the Rachel Maddow show. This is from Letterman last night.
Heightened security around the Ed Sullivan Theater this week after David Letterman was threatened on an Al-Qaeda website. The host is keeping a low profile for the time being, only venturing outside when he leaves the office at precisely 9:45 p.m. to get into his electric blue Toyota Prius and then drive to his home at 97 Fillmore Place in Larchmont, New York. Third house from the corner on the left with the blue shutters. Home security password, sadly, is D-A-V-E. You can also track Dave's whereabouts on the all-new NBC News Dave Tracker iPad app.
That's good
that
stuff.
That is your magic audio ball, Mike.
We'll take a break and we will come back with Buzz and the news right after this.
kick it.
Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. It's time for Buzz and the News. Take it away, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Here's some good news. People are really starting to get what they do at MC Ginsburg. Listener Don Mead writes, my wife and I recently bought a new Suburban and I wanted to dress it up a little. Sons of Anarchy is our favorite show, so we thought it'd be cool to get a Sons trailer hitch cover. After looking all over the internet, we couldn't find one. I remembered MC Ginsburg. They're currently designing one for us. They sent me a pic. It looks great. Can't wait to get it.
Cool.
That's awesome. What they do at MC Ginsburg.
That is Boy very,
that is cool. So a trailer hitch cover made out of like metal or something like that?
I think it's like a cap, like an oval cap.
Yeah,
I'm
remember,
not sure.
If you take out the trailer hitch, you're left with like a box.
I gotcha.
And that goes in there to cover it up. He doesn't only work in precious metals. He can do anything.
All right. Well, see, this is a whole new thing. This is, he knows him, doesn't
That's
he?
That's right.
He knows him backwards and forwards.
He's my boy Ginsy.
That's very, this very cool. This is what we've been trying to say all along. These are the kinds of things that Ginsburg can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
leather
amazing?
Jackets? Custom leather
well,
jackets.
Well, how about a metal jacket? Because I don't think he does a lot of work in leather.
Still want biker jackets.
Okay.
He can make the buttons.
That's what you want,
What's
Mike.
What's wrong with me today?
Okay.
Really, I'm like a 3-year-old no. coming in here today going, I want and I want and I want.
Remember to just point when you
You're
see
just a little fussy.
Hey, you missed it, though. We're going to get a Mac.
We are?
Yeah, we're going to get
nice.
A Mac. Yeah, the show's going to get
Don't we
Mac.
Already have a Mac?
We're going to get another Mac, and we're going to use
we're
the Toshiba.
We're going to get a MacBook.
Toshiba's going over here.
Yes.
Desktop is coming down here to do what? What the hell are we going to do with the desktop?
It'll be our server. Okay.
Anyway.
Drive me nuts today.
Can I come with you to Maine?
Click or scan the MC Ginsburg link on our website and let them build your imagination.
Take it away, Buzz.
Are you sure you want to do that with Steve Jobs stepping down?
Right. Yeah. Incidentally, the thing, the reason that we're getting a Mac for upstairs is because now the new rule, we just implemented this rule
okay.
today. Mm-hmm. Every time that Oscar's late, Mike gets a new toy.
Oh, dear. This house will be full.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Officials are now asking the major cell phone companies to explain why they can't handle the phone traffic after an event such as the East Coast earthquake
yes,
earlier this week.
Company.
Amen.
Glad they're being called to task for that. But phones are not the only way we communicate in an emergency. A new survey by the Red Cross shows that after a disaster, one out of every four of us update our relatives and friends via Facebook.
That crooked outfit, I don't trust them.
We were marveling when we were sitting here, Mark and RJ and myself, mm-hmm. and we were in the in my den out there watching the tube, mm-hmm. and then marveling at how fast Facebook was. Facebook
yep.
was all over this earthquake
well.
Before anybody else,
right.
before they started to bring Tom Sherwood and Liz Crenshaw into
slow
Channel
things,
4.
Slow things down
Tom,
a bit.
Tom Sherwood looked like he just pulled his head out of a pickle jar.
Well, the source of this week's earthquake delivered its fifth and most powerful aftershock at just after 1 this morning.
Didn't feel it.
Again, yeah. centered near Mineral, Virginia, this trembler registered 4.5 on the Andy Richter scale, and the damage from the quake itself is worse than we thought. We now know it will cost millions of dollars to repair the National Cathedral, which sustained cracked floors and buttresses and spires and lost decorative pieces like gargoyles. There were even some fallen angels,
that's
literally.
Nice,
Mark, it's
that's
like a
nice racket,
it's
isn't
like
it?
A big church.
What's that?
The cathedral. It's like a temple, but it's got things.
Christians.
Okay. How do you like to be that stonemason mm-hmm. that has that gig?
Well, you know what?
Millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Hey, got a little 5.8. You're employed for the next 3 years.
You'd love it, except for the fact that no stonemason work had been required for the previous 200 years. This is known as the golden era.
That's right.
I'll take the job.
And you know, they just finished the cathedral like in the last 10 years. It took like 100 years to build.
Yeah, this is the tippy top too.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. were, what are they called? The spires?
Yeah, a little mm-hmm. scary.
Right,
yeah.
right, right. And multiple cracks are now apparent at the tip of the Washington Monument. Engineers
oh, the
are
tip.
Studying
oh, yeah.
the best ways. The sensitive
just the tip.
The sensitive tip. Engineers are studying the best ways to fix those so we don't have a cost estimate on that.
Well, what they're going to do is when they get done with that, because you can actually see daylight through the very mm-hmm. top of
right,
it, and
right.
they're going to put several trash bags up there as well.
That should do
gonna
it.
Going to call it a receptacle tip. I'm sorry.
Today, it's just a quiet day of 90-degree weather with a chance of severe thunderstorms as we take a breather between Tuesday's earthquake and the hurricane that may also be headed in our general direction.
You mean the hurricane?
Yes, Hurricane Irene
right.
is more of a whole East Coast concern right now with evacuations underway in the Carolinas and
hey,
Virginia
Jabril,
Beach.
Hey, Jabril, it's your birthicane.
Birthicane.
Earthquake.
Irene.
Irene, good night.
This major storm approacheth and gaineth strength.
It's going to be nasty here this weekend.
It could. Now, I'm hearing mixed reports. I heard the Channel 9 meteorologist on your station this morning.
Howard Bernstein.
Predicting doom and gloom. I heard the Channel 7 meteorologist saying, we don't know yet.
Well, Bernstein did say at one point, like in the Shenandoah Valley, mm-hmm. you might not even know there's
sunshine.
A hurricane.
Right, I heard
And that's
say
pretty
that.
Damn close to where we are.
Right, so.
And of course, that's all that really matters.
Bernstein said this weekend's going to rock. Here I
am. Rock like how, right?
Excellent.
Florida and
scorpions.
Parts of the they're good. Mm-hmm. Florida and parts of the Mid-Atlantic may be spared, but the storm may then head toward New Jersey and New York City. This could be the biggest hurricane New York's ever experienced.
That's amazing.
And in case you're wondering what else could possibly go wrong, there are indications that the supposedly capped Deepwater Horizon well in the Gulf of Mexico may be leaking again. New oil slicks have appeared on the surface just above that disastrous well.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good
God.
Week, all in all.
Great
you
time
say?
To
Jesus
be alive.
Jesus Christ, that's brand new.
I know. World news. If you've noticed less tough talk from North Korea lately, it's because its people are starving. So the North Korean government has now offered to suspend its nuclear testing and talk peace. But now the U.S., having Kim Jong-il in a good bargaining position, says, not enough. The U.S. also wants North Korea to open its nuclear facilities for inspection.
It's Kim Jong-il looks nasty. He looks horrible.
You know, it's really not as bad in Korea as I've heard. What happened is Kim Jong-il has put the entire nation on jumpstart. And after about 2 weeks, they're going to feel a lot better.
That's good. That's Rob Spiewak, he's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe not.
And U.S. Marines in Afghanistan are being told that if they must break wind,
yes.
to do so quietly and well away from Afghan citizens.
It's a rule in here, too.
Afghanis consider loud farting to be offensive, and U.S. officials are asking our troops to take that into account. That's a serious directive.
All right, this is really, okay, you want to talk. There have been a lot of problems with the country, mm-hmm. but this is what's wrong with this country.
Is.
They consider it offensive. Now, everybody considers it offensive,
oh, yes, of course.
But you consider it funny, too.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. It's funny.
You know, this
Unless
whole farting
Afghan.
Is funny. This has changed Peter Ronick's vacation plans.
Yeah.
Some quick headlines, and then we're out of here. Facebook says it's about to allow you to keep people from tagging you in photos in the first place.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd like that.
The U.S. Postal Service is considering cutting overtime costs and other expenses by slowing down mail delivery.
Boo.
Seriously.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You know what they're doing is they're going to offer an inferior product to save money. It's called the CBS plan.
Excellent.
Vaginal cosmetic surgery is up 500% since 2001. Thanks to the boom of internet pornography, everybody wants to look good.
Did I ever tell you that I know someone that's done that?
That's had an extra stitch put in?
No, I think it's...
Oh, it's for the outside.
It's
like
for
to
the
make
outside.
It, to make,
yeah.
It,
yeah.
To
yeah.
make it look
I'm
prettier.
Guessing
yeah.
lightning?
No. There is something called, I think, think pink to lighten that area up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And don't ask me how I know this.
Is the phrase you're looking for labiaplasty?
Now, can
yes.
you say that on KCJJ in Iowa?
We just did.
It's a medical
so,
term.
Steve, that's your boy Rob Spiewak.
She had a messy sandwich. That's only best. That's the best way I can put it.
Oh, no.
She had a messy roast beef sandwich going on.
Incidentally, plenty of detail. That's fine.
I'm all for it.
Sure.
Yes. So I am all for it.
She went back to the place where they made that messy sandwich, and they tightened everything up.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible. I'm all for that, incidentally.
Yeah, I am.
I'm really, I encourage that.
A messy sandwich
Have
is
you
not
seen the work I've had done?
It's not attractive.
I actually may need some work done.
Oh, that's
Oh,
nasty.
We never got to your story. Yeah. Perhaps another time.
What story?
His grooming story.
Oh, that's right,
well,
your grooming
perfect
story?
For the bonus.
I was in the shower.
Were you manscaping today?
I decided it was a good day to manscape.
Please,
every
I like,
day
you're
is.
Very good at sending me those notes at night.
Yeah. But well, this happened this morning.
Tomorrow on the show, Manscaping with Mark Ronick.
By the way, it's only like a $4,000 procedure.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's totally. So it's your run-of-the-mill procedure, right. Like lipo or something like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rick Perry now leads the Republican race.
Incidentally, that's the way we should end every segment when we talk about female voting. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I believe in that case.
You just sound like Sean Anderson on WTOP. That literally ends every discussion he has with, yeah.
In the case of that procedure, they pronounce it liposuction.
Lipo.
Well, no, it's not fair to the women out there. I mean, you can't help with what you're born with.
Exactly.
And to there's a misnomer that it doesn't get stretched out with the more sex you have.
So mistreatment.
It's just just the extra skin. That's all it
right.
is.
Which, but be careful on the ocean, Mike, because loose lips sink ships.
And in the words of the famous philosopher Jaime Fingerlick, if God didn't want it to be eaten, he wouldn't have made it look like a taco.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that is gross.
Yeah. Rick Perry now leads the Republican race for president.
The mighty 1630.
Taking the lead.
KCJJ.
Taking the lead away from Mitt Romney. And Dick Cheney says his new memoir will make heads explode. Among other things, it tells of his plan to bomb a nuclear power plant in Syria.
Oh, boy. How exciting is that, Dick?
Well, the amazing thing is he made the plan 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And finally, an Iowa City woman has been arrested for attacking a spa employee who refused to bikini wax her because the woman was too drunk.
Oh, gross.
The drunk, hairy woman used a towel as her weapon. She was caught as she ran by a police station.
Mrs. Bridges.
No.
And even though, the story I'm about to read you, it's from United Press International. They've been around 100 years, but I don't think they fact-checked the story.
Okay.
And you'll know when we get to the end, you'll know what I mean.
All right.
In Lindsberg, Kansas, a college golf team has been suspended from 3 tournaments after they posted a Facebook photo with their pants down, their junk covered by golf clubs. The team will appeal the suspension, according to team captain Jack Hiscock. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeez, okay, Steve. Thank you very much. Wow. That's it.
You know, this show ended with a different flavor than it had at the beginning.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
We're real sorry about that. Nothing I can really do about
we'll
it.
Fix that in editing.
I'm sure it's fine.
Our show today was brought to you by iConfidential.com, your lockbox in the sky.
Great sponsor.
Now have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential. From tax records to medical records, all that good stuff. $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank. iConfidential. It is safe. It is easy. It is convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS after that. Just $7.95 a month. That is a bargain. That is a bargain for all that security.
It sure is.
And we want to thank them for sponsoring this nasty little show.
That's right.
iConfidential.com. Click there out on our website. That's it for all the tacos here. Ladies and gentlemen, so long. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey. Hey, Apple.
What? What? What is it?
Aren't you glad I didn't say Apple again?
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.